Former ESPN President George Bodenheimer is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are shining the spotlight on his brand new book. You've got to go out and get a copy of it. Every Town is a Sports Town, Business Leadership at ESPN, from the mailroom to the boardroom with George Bodenheimer. So right now, George, let's zero in on the rapid growth of the network, the key to transforming ESPN into a media juggernaut. What would you say is the key?
Well, I would think it's really, I believe it's really simple, Alyssa. It's following your mission. In our case, our mission is to serve sports fans. So, for example, when we had more programming than we could put on ESPN, one network, we decided we needed to launch a second network, ESPN2, which at the time was also controversial. It was like, why do we need a second network?
Right.
When the mobile phones started to become available in the United States in the early mid 2000s, we realized that sports fans are going to want to access scores, you know, from wherever they are. When the internet started to grow and laptop computing grew, we knew people would want to be accessing sports on their computer and doing different things. So, to answer your question, what is inculcated in the ESPN company is that we must move in those directions, because that is the mission, to serve sports fans. And our employees, in effect, expect and demand that the management will move us in those new directions, even if the technology isn't quite figured out, like 3D or the early phones, or the business model isn't figured out, like high def. No one knew how that was going to work. They expect, and the ESPN culture demands, that we move in those directions so that we can fulfill our mission. And I really credit that with, you know, getting a head start for ESPN on the competition in virtually all of those, you know, let's call them new businesses. They're not new anymore, but they were at the time. So I think that's what's important for business leaders, is to have a mission, make sure your employees know what the mission of your company is, and then you got to walk the walk. You got to follow it up.
That's exactly right. Hey, George Bodenheimer with us just a few more minutes right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And, you know, talking about sports consumption, how it's on the rise, what can we anticipate? What's going to be the next big thing that will impact on how we watch sports? Obviously, the mobile device has been huge. Watching sports, it continues to evolve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll give you my favorite answer that I used when I was...
Bring it on. Come on, George.
13 years was, I don't know.
Ah, okay. So,
but you know what I do know is...
Come on, you're a visionary.
ESPN know that it's their job to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
And I never fashioned myself as a technology guru who knew precisely which way it was going to turn. I don't know if anybody can figure that out, but I like the fact that I got that, you know, at least when I was in the job, I had 7,000 people who knew that we were committed to move in that direction. But I mean, besides that, to your point, everything is becoming more mobile. You look at the number, look at the sports you can access from any device, including your great show. I mean, it's never been a better time to be a sports fan in terms of access to product. And I that is not going to be turning around.
Well, we have you on the show. I did want to take time to just kind of reflect back. I mean, you chronicle throughout the book the adventures, the misadventures in programming. And I've kind of learned, you know, muscling my way through this business, that setups or setbacks can kind of be setups for future success. Share some of those early obstacles. And George, how were you able to overcome those?
Well, we did not spend a lot of time worrying about mistakes. I mean, if you aren't making mistakes in business, you're really not trying hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, our mobile phone is probably the most prominent example of that. When we launched that in 2005, our instincts were right, that fans want to access scores from their phone. We were ahead of the time, and we had the wrong business model, where we were getting into the hardware business as well as the content business, and that was a wrong model. I have an anecdote in the book about my first meeting with Steve Jobs, where he, in no uncertain terms, gave me his opinion about the ESPN phone. And guess what? He was right. but the point is, we flipped the business model. We hired all these great people to launch it, and ESPN has been number one in the mobile, you know, mobile sports business, you know, ever since, and now has an excellent position in the business. But it certainly didn't start out well, and we had to move to ensure that.
The title of George Bodenheimer's book is Every Town is a Sports Town, Business Leadership at ESPN, from the mailroom to the boardroom. And of course, it's important to point out all royalties from this book will be donated to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Jim Valvano, would you mind just sharing what he meant to you personally and professionally?
Well, Jimmy was a beloved colleague. We hired him in 1990. Of course, he'd won the championship in 1983 at NC State. He was an ESPNer right from the get-go. Everybody loved him. He had a tremendous spirit. Of course, he unfortunately contracted cancer, and in 1993, we launched the ESPYs, and within the ESPYs is the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage, and we awarded the first Arthur Ashe Award to Jim. Well, the ESPYs come along in March, and he literally is too ill. In fact, Dick Vitale called down there the day before when Dick was in New York preparing for the show, and he got Pam Valvano, Jim's wife, on the phone, and Pam said, Jim is too ill to come to the phone, Dick, and he doesn't want to come to New York. And Dick got Jim to the phone and pleaded with him to come to New York. Then Coach Mike Krzyzewski and his wife Mickey jumped into action and flew up commercially with the Valvanos the next day. Jim's getting ill the whole way on the flight. He gets even more sick when he gets to New York. And by that night, it was unclear whether he was even going to make the show. So he makes the show, the award comes along. Not only does he get up there and deliver a speech that's so much more than, you know, thank you for the award, he delivers one of the greatest speeches you'll ever see. And, you know, if you watch a lot of ESPN, you've seen the speech, but boy, if any viewers out there haven't, you know, YouTube, Jim Valvano's 1993 ESPY speech, it's one of the most inspirational things you'll ever see. My wife and I were there that night, and that was the night we launched the V Foundation, and we've raised $150 million since that night, and we're continuing to go strong with that to achieve Jim's goal of defeating cancer, and that's what we're trying to do.
It was inspirational and an unforgettable speech. My final question for you is, of course, it's Mother's Day this weekend, and one of my takeaways from the book, I'm so glad that you brought this up. You talked about how your father was a retail store manager, your mom was a banker. But just kind of that golden rule that in your home was that always treat others the way you want to be treated. You want to honor your mom this weekend. What were some great life lessons that your mom taught you?
Well, my mom and dad, who I'm fortunate to still have with me and will be with them on Mother's Day, they're beautiful people, and they taught me what you just said, treat everybody with respect, learn to laugh at yourself, be humble,
yes.
Work hard. I mean, everything whatever I have achieved, I owe to my mom and dad, and I'm very grateful and lucky.
And congratulations on that Lifetime Achievement Award you received at the Sports Emmys Awards this past week. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you. I was very pleased with that, and I will say here what I said at the event the other night. I accept that, on behalf of all of the ESPN employees and everybody who helped make ESPN what it is, because I truly feel like I share that with them.
Well, George, it's a true honor to have you on our show at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, the title of the book is Every Town is a Sports Town, Business Leadership at ESPN from the Mailroom to the Boardroom with the great George Bodenheimer. Congratulations, continued success, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more right ahead, straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.